Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We are located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Friday to you, and I hope you're having a great day today. We are one day away. Hey, it's tomorrow, and it's going to be a wonderful day, right in the low 70s. Just a slight chance of a shower, but that's not going to stop anything. We'll go right on and trust God to keep us dry through the day, and hope you'll come out and join us for our Fun Fest and Food Fest, noon to 3. Right here at Bible Baptist Church. We're at 2758 Home Road in Grove City. You can get all the details on our Facebook page, Bible Baptist Church of Grove City on Facebook. Also our website, bbcgrovecity.org. But come on out, all free of charge. And we'd love to have you be our guest tomorrow for our community fun fest and food fest. And then, of course, we'll have our services as usual on Sunday, 9:30 for Bible classes and Sunday school. 10:30 is our morning service, and 5:30 for the Sunday evening service. I don't know if any of you are in the southern part of the listening area, but I'll be preaching a revival meeting at Bible Baptist Church in Chillicothe, Ohio. Pastor Blakeman is the pastor there, a good friend for many years, and I'll be preaching there Sunday night at, I believe, 6 o'clock Sunday night, and then Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday at 6:30 each evening. And so we invite you out for that revival meeting if you're anywhere near Chillicothe. Love to have you come and join us at Bible Baptist Church in Chillicothe. All right? Well, listen, yesterday, if your Bible's nearby, we started in Psalm 9. We started in Psalm 9 about being glad, how the Lord desires that His people be glad and rejoice in Him. In Psalm 9, in verse number 2, the psalmist says, "I will be glad and rejoice in Thee. I will sing praise to Thy name, O Thou Most High God. I will be glad." And we talked yesterday, and I hope you can go back and listen to that broadcast. You can get it on our website, or you can go to podcast on either iTunes or iHeartRadio. Type in Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, and you'll get a podcast there. Subscribe, if you would, and then it'll notify you when the new broadcast is up. But we talked yesterday about being glad because of His salvation. And then we said being glad because of His sovereignty. This is the day the Lord hath made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. And then we said be glad because He welcomes the backslider home, or He welcomes the sinner home, rejoicing over the prodigal returning home. And then in Psalm 90 and verse number 14, we ought to be rejoicing because God is merciful. Psalm 90 and verse number 14, "O satisfy us early with Thy mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all of our days." I'm so glad God's merciful. God's mercy is His mildness, His tenderness of heart, which causes Him not to give us what we deserve, to treat an offender better than what he deserves. Often mercy is referred to not getting the punishment we deserve. When we were smaller, I remember playing a game called Mercy. We would try to, grab hands, and you bend each other's hand over backwards, and the game's over when one of you cries for mercy. And it's interesting, in the middle of the Great Depression, the New York City mayor, Fiorello LaGuardia, named the airport after him, he started to live with the people. It was not unusual for him to ride with the firefighters, raid with the police, or take field trips with orphans. It was a bitterly cold night in January of 1935, and the mayor turned up at night court that served the poorest ward of the city. LaGuardia dismissed the judge for the evening and took over on the bench himself. Within a few minutes, a tattered old woman was brought before him, charged with stealing a loaf of bread. She told the mayor that her daughter's husband had left. Her daughter was sick, and the two grandchildren were starving. However, the shopkeeper from whom the bread was stolen refused to drop the charges. "It's a real bad neighborhood, Your Honor," the man told the mayor. "She's got to be punished to teach the other people here a lesson." LaGuardia sighed. He turned to the woman and said, "I've got to punish you. The law makes no exceptions. $10 or 10 days in jail." But even as he pronounced the sentence, the mayor was already reaching into his pocket. He extracted a bill and tossed it into his famous hat, saying, "Here is the $10 fine, which I now remit." And furthermore, I'm going to fine everyone in this courtroom 50 cents for living in a town where a person has to steal bread so their grandchildren can eat. Mr. Bailiff, collect the fines and give them to the defendant. The following day, the New York City newspapers reported that $47.50 was turned over to a bewildered woman who had stolen a loaf of bread to feed her starving grandchildren. 50 cents of that amount was contributed by the grocery store owner himself, while some 70 petty criminals, people with traffic violations, and New York City policemen, each of whom had just paid 50 cents for the privilege of doing so, gave the mayor a standing ovation. You know, Micah 6 and verse 8 says we're to love mercy. Matthew, in the Sermon on the Mount, said, "Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy." Those are the words of Jesus. You say, "Well, I just can't do that. Well, I just can't give people what they deserve." Well, wait a minute. Hebrews 4 and verse 16 says, "Let's come boldly to the throne of grace, that you may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." You know what? You get mercy at the throne of grace. God has mercy aplenty, and he's willing to share it with us. During the late 1800s, an English evangelist named Henry Morehouse made several trips to preach in America. On one of those occasions, he was taking a walk through a poor section of town when he noticed a small boy coming out of a store with a pitcher of milk in his hands. Just then, he slipped and fell, breaking the pitcher and spilling the milk all over. Morehouse rushed to the child's side and found him to be unhurt but terrified. "My mama will whip me," he kept crying. So Morehouse picked the boy up and carried him into the nearby store where the preacher purchased a new pitcher. He then returned to the dairy and had the pitcher washed and filled with milk. With that done, he carried the boy and the pitcher home. Putting the youngster down on his front porch, Morehouse handed him the pitcher and asked, "Will your mama whip you now?" A big smile spread across the boy's tear-stained face. "No, sir, because this is a lot better pitcher than we had before." In grace, God saves us. He doesn't patch up our old life that's been shattered by sin and by Satan. That wouldn't do. His reputation is at stake. No, he makes us a brand new creature. We are a brand new creation in Christ. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, Ephesians 2:10. So I'm glad. I'm rejoicing in God's salvation. I'm rejoicing in his sovereignty. I'm rejoicing when a sinner is welcome home. And I'm glad when he is merciful. And I'm glad because one day I'll be with Jesus. The Bible speaks, last book of the Bible, Revelation and chapter 19. Revelation 19 and verse 7. The Bible says, "Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb has come and his wife hath made herself ready." The bride is us, the church, all believers who have died believing, trusting in Jesus as their Savior. We are the bride. We are the bride. He's the bridegroom. And listen, the church is the bride. John the Baptist gave us a clue over in John 3 and verse number 29. John the Baptist, he passed away before the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. And he would not be part of the bride of Christ. But in John 3 and verse number 29, let me read that for you. The Bible says, "He that hath the bride is the bridegroom. But the friend of the bridegroom, which standeth and heareth him, rejoiceth greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. This my joy therefore is fulfilled." He's a friend of the bridegroom. As is Adam and Noah and Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and Moses and David. They are friends of the bridegroom. I'm not saying they're inferior to the body of Christ, but there's a special blessing for the church. We are his bride. And in ancient times, listen, a marriage was the single greatest celebration and social event. Preparations and celebrations were quite elaborate. Actually, the marriage would come in three stages. First, there was a betrothal or engagement. That was an arrangement that would be set by both sets of parents. It was legally binding and could only be broken by what would be called a divorce. Then, secondly, there would be the presentation, which was a time of celebration. And those festivities could last up to a week, sometimes more. And then third was the wedding ceremony, during which time the vows would be exchanged. The same imagery of the wedding is picturing the Lord's relationship with his church. Back to Revelation 19 again. Get me back there again. I turned the page. Revelation 19, the Bible says, verse 8, "And to her," that's the bride, "was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white. For the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. And he saith unto me, write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he saith unto me, these are the true sayings of God. So she's granted the right that we be arrayed in fine linen. And the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. That linen we're provided with, that righteousness comes from the righteousness of Jesus Christ. That righteousness is not ours. It's not by works of righteousness as we have done. No, he hath made him, Jesus, to be sin for us, when he, Jesus, knew no sin. Why? That we might be made the righteousness of God in him. When you receive Jesus Christ as your Savior, you received his righteousness, his perfectness. All of our own righteousness, as the Bible said in Isaiah, is as filthy rags in the sight of God. But those filthy rags have been replaced with the white linen robes of his righteousness. The Bible says that I'll stand before the throne. Well, the songwriter wrote, didn't he? I'll be clothed in his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. What a day, glorious day that will be. Be glad, my friend. We're going to heaven one day. Be glad, but absent from the body, and we're present with the Lord. And we'll always be with the Lord. Be glad for salvation. Be glad for his sovereignty. Be glad when a sinner is welcomed home. Be glad for his mercy. And be glad for the marriage supper of the Lamb. Be glad that we're going to see Jesus and be with him for all eternity. We have nothing to be sad about. Let's serve the Lord with gladness today. Let's be glad and rejoice in the Lord. All right. Well, I plan to do that today, and I hope you will as well. And I do hope you're planning on coming out to see us tomorrow for our Fun Fest and our Community Food Fest Fun Fest. We're going to have a great time here. Noon to 3, 2758 Home Road, right here in Grove City, and right between the Kirk Williams on the one side and Sherwin Williams now. Just built a brand new building on the other side. We're right in between the Williams boys there, all right? And come and join us, and we'd love to have you be our guest. We're going to have a wonderful, wonderful day tomorrow, and you'll have some fun. Bring the kids, bring the grandkids, bring the neighbor kids, bring whoever you can, and you don't need to bring any money. Everything provided for you. We want to be a blessing and encouragement to you, and I'd love to meet some of the radio listeners firsthand, all right? Services Sunday as usual, and we look forward to having maybe some of the guests that come Saturday will decide to come back and just see what church is like on Sunday, and I hope you will. Again, you can pick up the podcast on iTunes or iHeartRadio. Please subscribe to that. We have a YouTube channel, Bible Baptist Church of Grove City. You can subscribe to that as well. All of that's free. It just notifies you when new broadcasts are up. And, of course, we have a daily encouragement email that comes to your inbox each day. And if you'd like to receive that, just go to the website and click on the media there, and it'll say daily encouragement, and put in your email address there. And we'll be happy to send that daily email to you each morning to your inbox at right around 7 a.m. That gets sent out, and we'd love to have you part of that. If we can be a blessing to you in any way, pray for you, share prayer requests or anything, we'd be happy to do so. All right. Well, have a wonderful Friday. I look forward to seeing some of you tomorrow and maybe others on Sunday, and then the rest of us will be back Monday for the broadcast. Until then, this is Brother Slateball reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile. sunny smile.